New York playwright Lynn Nottage spent 2 years researching and talking to people of Reading, Pennsylvania, a city of almost 90,000 people. The result was Sweat, her Pulitzer Prize-winning play about displaced steelworkers grappling with their futures. On Sunday, Sweat will be up for 3 Tony Awards, and this summer there will be a new multimedia installation about the people of Reading. Keystone Crossroads' Annette John Hall reports.
Lynn Nottage says she chose Reading because it ranks as the poorest city of its size in the nation, according to the 2010 census. More than half of Reading's residents are Latino immigrants, and only 8% of residents have a bachelor's degree, below the national average of 28%. After writing Sweat, Nottage says she wanted to give back to the city that had given her so much. So she came up with this idea to build a performance installation at the Reading Railroad Franklin Street Station, an abandoned train station downtown.
We decided that we wanted to reanimate that space and fill it with the stories of the people from Reading. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do this is that we feel that a city that's fractured along economic and racial lines that has tremendous potential, but people aren't looking each other in the eye and really talking to each other.
Reading Film Commissioner Santo Marabella says he hopes the project will generate dialogue.
There's a lot of hopeful things that could happen. One thing, for example, the place that we're going has been abandoned for a number of years. And I think it's never been perceived that what else could it be? It's a railroad station. Well, after this installation, people will see how it could be reimagined and possibly repurposed.
The installation opens July 14th and combines live performances, film screenings, and storytelling. Annette John Hall, Keystone Crossroads.